Taking a look at Coast Radio Sports, the Syosaw Vikings had a productive weekend all around. It started with a 50-0 defeat of Sisters on the football field. After a potential threat of cancellation due to poor air quality in Sisters from wildfire smoke, the game was moved to Bend. The Vikings dominated the Outlaws on defense and offense. Senior Bo Erickson threw for 3 touchdowns while Camp Lockature rushed for 3 in the second quarter. Braden Thornton had 2 touchdown receptions, and freshman QB Andrew Jensen Norman ran for a touchdown. The Vikings are on the road again this week to face Gladstone. The Vikings start the season 2-0. Viking volleyball participated in a tournament on Saturday. The Vikes in their first match split 2 sets with Cottage Grove 25-15 and 17-25. In the second match, they were defeated by Sisters 13-25 and 17-25. The third match was against Madras, where the Vikings won 25-17 and 25-4. They then went on to single elimination play, where they defeated Marist Catholic 25-23 and 25-22. Championship round was against Vail. The Vikings came out victorious 15-16, 20-25, and 15-9. Coach Kerry Blake said all the girls played well in the matches and added that Haley Outlaw performed solidly through the matches. In addition to her skills, she was also a positive, supportive member of the team. Viking Cross Country also had a great day on Saturday, taking first place for both the boys and the girls in the 5,000-meter runs. For the girls, it was Riley Colton who crossed the finish line first for the Vikings, finishing third with a time of 19:55 flat. Addison McNeil was 16th for the Vikings with a time of 21:26.92. For the boys, it was Chad Hughes that came in first for the Syosaw with a fourth-place finish at 16:40.18. Sam Ulrich finished right behind him in fifth place at 16:40.39. Kyle Hughes finished eighth at 16:53.97. The Oregon Ducks defeated Stony Brook on Saturday 48-7 and moved up to third in the AP poll. The Oregon State Beavers earned some respect by shutting out Idaho on Saturday 42-0. The Eugene Emeralds finished out their season atop the High A West League after defeating the Tri-City Dust Devils 8-4 last night. The Ems now have their sights on the championship series. This year, there will be no playoffs at PK Park due to the end of the Ems' annual lease that expired on September 10th. That's Coast Radio Sports for Monday, September 20th, 2021.